You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, Trump versus Fruit. Madison Cawthorn versus everyone. And Daniel Ricciardo. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Tonight, our guest is one of the biggest stars in Formula One. You probably know him from Netflix's hit show Drive to Survive. Daniel Ricciardo is joining us, everyone. The best smile in racing. Plus, Desi Leidig's got your weekend weather. Donald Trump is terrified of fruit. And we introduce you to the most scandalous congressperson in these streets. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Things off with the latest news from Afghanistan. For months now, we have known that the Biden administration completely botched the exit of American troops from America's longest war. Yeah, even the Game of Thrones guys were like, woof, rough ending. But now, for the first time, we're learning the details of how costly this mistake actually was.
We do have some new CNN reporting this morning that the U.S. left behind $7 billion worth of military equipment in the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan last year. That equipment now in the hands of the Taliban.
What kind of equipment is it? According to the report, a few details: aircraft, munitions, military vehicles, weapons, communications gear. A lot of it, it requires very precise maintenance to remain usable. They don't know if the Taliban have been able to keep all of this stuff running. That's a key question that they may never get an answer to.
They left $7 billion worth of military equipment in Afghanistan. How is that even possible? Like, because I get anxiety leaving a hotel in a hurry, you know? I get that. You know, like when you're rushing and then you forget your toothbrush? But let me tell you something. If I left $7 billion worth of toothbrushes, we're turning this Uber around, people. We're going back. Now, according to the people who left the stuff behind, and this part was really interesting, they say this might not be an issue because they say the Taliban might not be able to operate this stuff anyway because of how complicated it is. And first of all, I feel like they're just saying that to cover their ass. Second of all, how are they gonna act like the Taliban doesn't have YouTube? You can find anything on YouTube. Anything. You're telling me only Americans can use this equipment, but the Taliban can't? They're acting like to turn the tank on, you have to sing like the theme song to Friends, you know? You just gotta be like, come on, guys, you gotta get the claps right. It's not working, what's happening? Here's my question. America never has the money for anything. Right? There's not enough money for healthcare. There's not enough money for education. There's not enough money to finally finish the Washington Monument by putting two balls on it. But America has no problem with leaving behind $7 billion worth of weapons. How come that never happens any other way? Like, just once, I would love to turn on the news and hear something like,
"This just in, the government has too much money for healthcare, so everyone gets a free butt lift."
It's mind-boggling, people. It's mind-boggling how much money America wastes on the military. And don't let them trick you into saying, like, "Oh, no, it goes to the troops," because it doesn't go to the troops, right? The troops are not balling in the club. No, the defense contractors is where the money goes. And then you hear these people like, "Well, we need to spend that money to keep people safe." But let me ask you this. What's more threatening to people in America? A group of rebels in some foreign country, or healthcare nobody can afford, toxic drinking water, poverty, pollution? Because if I was America, I would spend my war money on the biggest threats. Yeah, that's what I would do. And then I would send the Taliban Flint's old water pipes. That's how I'd fight. You don't need missiles, just send that shit. Yeah, try drinking now. All right, but let's move on to England, the world's number one exporter of Benedict Cumberbatches. As you may know, UK Parliament can be a pretty rowdy place. You know, every day people are shouting and booing at each other like the crowd at the world's pastiest rap battle. But it turns out that there is something that you're not allowed to do on the floor, as one British politician found out.
The Conservative Party has launched an investigation into claims by some of its female MPs that a Tory colleague watched porn on his mobile phone in the House of Commons itself.
Who is the Tory MP accused of watching pornography in the Commons? We still don't know, but government ministers have lined up today to condemn him, saying there's no place for pornography in any workplace. The MP could be suspended and thrown out of the Conservative Party, and the story has reignited criticism of the overall culture in Parliament.
A member of the UK's Conservative Party was caught watching porn during a session. And now he could be expelled for it. And I'll be honest, I'm just trying to understand the motivation here. No, like what part of Parliament made this guy want to watch porn? Like, what turned him on? Was there some new legislation that was getting him hot? You know, was there some other minister who was like, "This country is going deeper and deeper into debt. We cannot pull out at this point." And it's just like,
ooh, oh boy, oh boy.
And you know, if you ask me, kicking him out wasn't the right punishment, man. What they should be doing is what parents do when they catch a kid smoking cigarettes. Yeah, they should force him to watch all of Pornhub. I'll teach him a lesson. He'll be like, "Oh, I've seen all the categories I didn't know existed, please. Oh, who knew Congress had cocaine orgies? Oh, it's too much, Mitch McConnell." Oh. I like that you saw him in your mind. That was funny. One of you was like, "Ah, I saw it, Trevor." I mean, look, I get that Britain doesn't want its politicians watching porn at work, you know, but I will say, I think the one exception should be the royal family. No, I think porn could really open their eyes to the beauty of interracial relationships, you know? That could be a good thing for them. Oh, and finally, if you want to talk about politicians getting into weird trouble, then there's no better example than Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States and phantom of the Mar-a-Lago carving station. You see, the former president is currently being sued for inciting violence against protesters. And it's gotten serious enough that he was actually forced to testify about it.
Former President Donald Trump testified under oath. He was worried that protesters would hurl things at him and that they were dangerous. As part of his deposition from back in October for a civil lawsuit in New York, where activists claimed that the former president's bodyguards violently broke up protests outside Trump Tower back in 2015.
Okay, first of all, it's crazy that there are so many Trump scandals that he's literally getting dragged into court for something we didn't even know was a thing. Like, did you know this was a thing? Huh? Did you? Nobody knew about this. I didn't. Trump lawsuits are like Nicolas Cage movies. There's like a bunch where you're like, he lost a pig? When did that happen? But anyway, Trump was being sued for inciting violence to protesters, right? Against protesters, rather. And then he came up with one of the most crazy defenses I've ever heard. This might be my favorite story of the year. And to fully understand the story, you have to hear the actual deposition that Trump gave in the case. Now, unfortunately, there's no recording. But fortunately, there is a transcript. So to give you a little taste, I'm gonna get some help from our very own Michael Costa, everybody. You see, for your understanding and enjoyment, Costa and I are going to read sections from the transcript for you. Now, he will be reading the parts of various lawyers, and I will be playing Donald Jackfruit Trump. And again, we're just gonna read excerpts from the actual transcript, because I promise you, no comedy writer is gonna come up with something funnier than this. All right, are you guys ready? Ready? So just so you understand, the key section begins with lawyers playing a video from a 2016 Trump rally.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously.
Knock the crap out of them, would you? That was your statement.
Oh, yeah. It was very dangerous. We were threatened.
With what?
They were gonna throw fruit. We were threatened. We had a threat.
How did you become aware that there was a threat that people were gonna throw fruit?
We were told. And you get hit with fruit, it's very violent stuff. We were on alert for that.
A tomato is a fruit after all, I guess. It has seeds.
It's worse than a tomato. It's other things also, but tomato. When they start doing that stuff, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous stuff. You can get killed with those things. I wanted to have people be ready because we were put on alert that they were gonna do to fruit. And some fruit is a lot worse than, tomatoes are bad, by the way, but it's very dangerous. No, I wanted them to watch. They were on alert. They were gonna hit hard.
Do you have any knowledge as to whether or not anybody was found to have tomatoes in their possession on that date?
I don't know. But it didn't happen. It worked out that nothing happened. We heard it was going to happen, but nothing happened.
Mr. President, is it your expectation that if your security guards see someone about to throw a tomato, that they should knock the crap out of them?
Well, a tomato, a pineapple, a lot of other things they throw, they have to be aggressive in stopping that from happening, because if that happens, you can be killed if that happens.
And getting aggressive includes the use of physical force.
To stop somebody from throwing pineapples, tomatoes, bananas, stuff like that, yeah, it's dangerous stuff.
I have no further questions.
And scene. Thank you. I couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Our two-man show, The President and the Fruits, will be off-Broadway soon. Again, that conversation really happened with the former president of the United States. I will say this, he's not wrong about being hit with a pineapple being dangerous, you know? I mean, that's got spikes built in, and a banana too. It might not seem dangerous, but remember, if someone throws a banana, it comes right back at them, so again, just throw it at you, keep hitting you over and over again. You know what I think the worst fruit is to get hit with? A honeydew. Yeah, no, not because it's hard, just because you could get some of it in your mouth, and that shit is disgusting. Like, I hope it hits me in the head and kills me so I don't have to taste it. That's what I hope for. But no, people, this is serious stuff, and it's actually caused the Secret Service to alter their methods. I'm told that we've obtained a classified training video that shows how Secret Service protesters are now going to be dealt with. And here's some of the new training. Incredible. Really incredible. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go, let's catch up on this weekend's weather forecast with our very own Desi Leidick, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
Great to see you.
So good to see you. Desi, what's going on?
Everything's great. I finally disposed of my last burner phone, so that's really exciting. They got nothing on me now.
I don't know what that meant. I mean, what's going on with the weather?
Yeah. No, I'm glad you asked about that because I've been meaning to talk to you. It has been freezing inside this building. Like, really cold. Every single room, we gotta do something about that. I mean, who set the thermostat? The patriarchy?
I thought you were gonna do the
thing. Yeah. By the way, that Trump fruit thing, that really strikes a chord with me. Have you ever been hit in the head with a piece of fruit?
No.
Never?
No.
No fruit?
Nothing.
Not like a kiwi or a tangerine?
No.
Clementine?
No fruit ever.
Pear?
No, no fruits.
Plum?
No fruits.
Some sort of melon like a cantaloupe?
It's still no.
Maraschino cherry?
No.
An apricot?
No.
An apricot?
That's the same thing twice. I have never been hit by a fruit in the head, Desi.
Lucky, lucky, lucky. Wow. Yeah. Oh, by the way, can you believe that guy got caught watching porn at work?
Right.
Passively? I mean, what kind of psychopath watches porn passively, like it's a commercial or something? All right, you should be doing one of two things when you're watching porn, either pleasuring yourself or crying while pleasuring yourself. There's like no in between. Even at work, you gotta really set the mood and commit. You gotta dim the lights, roll out a bearskin rug, fill a glass with a piping hot cup of French onion soup. Make it nice.
I thought you were ordering the soup because you were sick.
Don't kink shame me, Trevor.
I'm not kink shaming you. You know what, Desi, could you please just tell us what the weather's gonna be?
Oh, no, I haven't been outside in weeks. No, I gotta lay low, the whole burner phone thing.
What is this about?
Well, I would tell you, but, you know, you might have to testify.
To who?
Trevor, have you not been listening? The fruit, the porn, the French onion soup, all of that. You know, well, frankly, now you're implicated. So you gotta think about what you're gonna say.
I don't know anything, though.
Ah, yes, exactly, say that. That's good.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, tell them that.
No, that's tell good. Who that? I don't know what
See?
You're talking about.
This is why I roll with you. This is why I roll with you. This is why we roll.
I feel like you committed a crime and I don't want to be a part of it. I do not roll with you.
I'm right there with
you. No, you're not. Desi Leidick, everybody.
You
I'm not
right
with you.
Right with me.
You know what? Let's do this. We're gonna take a quick break separately, not with Desi. And then after that, we will tell you about the many, many scandals of Congressman Madison Cawthorn. You don't want to miss it. Not with you. I'm not with you.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. You know, most politicians get into trouble every once in a while. You know, it's part of the job. A little illegal campaign contribution, a little sex scandal, a little storming the Capitol. You know, trivial stuff we've all come to accept. But in the past few weeks, one member of Congress has been collecting scandals like Steve Harvey collects those pinstripe suits. So, let's check in on what this politician has been getting up to in another installment of Fringe Watching. Right now, the reigning scandal champion in Washington is none other than Madison Cawthorn, congressman from North Carolina, and what lacrosse would look like if it were a person. From the moment he showed up on the political scene 2 years ago, Cawthorn has always been a controversial figure. Right? First, he faced sexual harassment allegations from his time in college, and then he was caught lying about getting into the Naval Academy. And then He got in trouble for gleefully posting on Instagram about his visit to Hitler's mountain retreat, or as he called it, the vacation house of the Führer. Yeah, which is weird. I mean, we don't need to be referring to Hitler by his nickname. Like, I call Jay-Z Hova, right? But I probably wouldn't do that anymore if he committed genocide, you know? And now, by the way, this was all before Cawthorn even got into Congress. Yeah, since he's taken the oath of office, his scandals have definitely not slowed down. Most recently, you probably heard that he made headlines by claiming that other members of Congress had done cocaine in front of him and invited him to orgies. Which, first of all, snitch. And second of all, the whole thing was a lie. Of course it's not true. These people are in Congress. They're not throwing an orgy. That's way too complicated for them. They'd have to secure funding for the sex toys first. They'd have to agree on a time and a location. They'd have a committee to debate about the rules. Is kissing allowed? Can you do butt stuff? And then at the last minute, Joe Manchin would show up and object, and everyone would have to put their dicks back in their pants. Nah. Nah. Those coke orgy stories, that's in the distant past. That happened way, way low, like 3 weeks ago. Nobody's even talking about that anymore because Cawthorn is getting into new trouble every damn day, starting with some really bad driving.
Newly released video shows Congressman Madison Cawthorn getting his license revoked during a traffic stop in Cleveland County.
The traffic stop came after the truck crossed the center line. As the trooper approaches Cawthorn's, informed that his license plate tag is expired, the trooper discovered Cawthorn's driver's license had been revoked due to an out-of-state ticket.
Yeah, first Madison Cawthorn was pulled over for swerving. Then the cops found out that he had an expired license plate. And then he was busted for having a revoked driver's license. I mean, those are Hall of Fame numbers right there. I don't even think OJ broke that many laws during his cop chase. And what's crazy is that this is the second time that he's been busted for driving with a revoked license. At this point, he's probably the only member of Congress who might show up to work with an ID that says McLovin. He's like, that's me, that's real. But if I'm honest, I can see why. Of course he's got to drive with a revoked license. Do you know how embarrassing it must be when he needs to ask his mom to drive him to the orgy? You know, it's just like, Mom, don't drop me off in front of the mansion. Just leave me at the corner. She's like, okay, love you. Make sure you have enough cocaine for everybody. So yes, Madison Cawthorn is not allowed to drive himself anywhere right now. But before you think of giving him a lift to the airport, you might want to be careful when you're throwing his bags in the trunk.
U.S. Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn was cited by police on Tuesday after they found a loaded handgun in his bag at a North Carolina airport. TSA agents found a 9mm handgun when Cawthorn passed through a security checkpoint. Police say he was cooperative and cited for possession of a dangerous weapon on city property. It is the second time in just over a year the young congressman has been stopped for carrying a gun at an airport.
Ah, before you judge, who hasn't made this mistake, huh? The Uber's waiting outside. You're trying to pack your bags real quick. You're throwing your cologne, your underwear, your AK-47. Ah, what am I doing? You can't take cologne on a plane. The craziest part about the story is that's the second time he got caught trying to bring a gun onto a plane in a year. I get if you made this mistake like 15 years ago, but twice in 1 year? Why are you so invested in getting a gun on a plane, huh? How intense is the battle for your armrest, my man? What are you doing? And before you ask, yes, the congressman was punished. He was given a citation, which I know sounds like something they give you for having the biggest watermelon at the country fair, but this will hurt him. His life will be the same. You know, in a way, I respect him. A lot of Republicans talk about being pro-police, but he's the only one out here personally keeping all of these police departments in business. I respect that. So Cawthorn got caught driving without a license, and then he got caught trying to bring weapons onto a plane. And most people would take a breather after that, but not Madison Cawthorn, no. Because the same day the news broke about the gun, he was accused of taking part in a cryptocurrency insider trading scheme. Yeah, I know. I was also shocked to hear that this guy was into crypto. Who would have thought? So now we got suspended licenses, guns at airports, possible insider trading, basically 3 stars on GTA. And guess what, my friends? Madison Cawthorn even has scandals that expose his character as a scam. And in order to understand this next scandal properly, first, you need to know that Madison Cawthorn has been saying certain things on the campaign trail about what it means to be a man.
Our culture today is trying to completely demasculate all of the young men in our culture.
We have bred a generation of soft men, and that generation has created a lot of problems in our society and our culture.
If you want me to sit here and call a man a woman, you are asking me to buy into this lie. And I'll say no to that.
Your left-wing movement is forcing children to endure radical expressions of sexuality. And I never imagined that one of my sacred duties in this hallowed chamber would be explaining to the House Speaker the difference between a man and a woman. You'll never amend biology. Science is not Burger King. You can't just have it your way.
That's an interesting way to put it. I like how Cawthorn is working some product placement into his floor speeches. Gender is simple. Men are like Arby's. We have the meat. But yes, Madison Cawthorn has been talking a big game about defending traditional conservative notions of masculinity and gender, selling himself as the icon of traditional Christian manhood, which this country has lost. So you can imagine how awkward it was for him to try and explain this.
New tonight, North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn responding to photos circulating online that show him wearing women's lingerie. Cawthorn said on Twitter that these images were first reported by Politico and came from a game he played during a cruise. The North Carolina congressman says the photos were taken long before he ran for office.
Well, well, well. Check out Madison over here. What game were you playing? I'm gonna put on this lingerie and look good doing it, huh?
You said you were a good Christian soldier. Looks more like a good Christian Louboutin soldier, huh? Now, I wanna be clear. A man wearing lingerie isn't a scandal, right? It isn't a scandal in any way. Men can wear whatever they want to wear. But this particular man, he spends a lot of time attacking other people for how they dress, how they identify, and what their values are. All I'm saying is the next time gender issues come up again, this dude better not get his panties in a bunch. That's all I'm saying, you know? So that's what Madison Cawthorn has been up to for the past month. Yeah. And nobody knows if any of these scandals will end up hurting Cawthorn in the upcoming election, but what we do know is his mom's definitely gonna need to drop him off on election day. All right, stay tuned, because we're gonna be joined by Drive to Survive star, Formula One superstar, Daniel Ricciardo. Right after this.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is Formula One driver Daniel Ricciardo. He's here to talk about racing for McLaren at the upcoming Miami Grand Prix. Please welcome Daniel Ricciardo. Daniel Ricciardo, welcome back to The Daily Show.
Thanks. It's been a while.
You know, this is how long it's been and how much has changed. Are you mesmerized by the...
Yeah, It's getting bigger.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling, right?
Yeah, it's cool. Thanks.
let's talk about a few things here. Let's talk about a few things. It's like number one. Oh wait, sorry. Let me make you comfortable. There's the water, but you don't need water here. Sorry, I don't even know why I didn't change this earlier. We can do this. Yeah, got you. Just make things a little more comfortable for you. You know, just so we can. You know what I mean? Just. make the interview a little more comfortable.
You are very well prepared.
Well, you know what I mean? We want to make sure everyone's drinking what they normally drink. Here we go.
Anyone who doesn't know is like, what the hell are they doing right now?
So, do you want to explain it or I can? I can. What do you want?
Go on. Go for it.
So, Daniel Ricciardo, one of the best racing drivers in the world, has a tradition where when he wins, there's champagne. You've probably seen at the races, and they pop the champagne. But this man, I guess is maybe because he's Australian, decided not to drink the champagne out of the bottle, but out of a shoe.
I race in that's yes. very sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the flavor of the victory, you know
it
what
is.
I mean? That's what they say, the Success. Taste of victory. And so now it's affectionately known as a shoey. So cheers, yeah. my friend. Yeah.
I mean, I normally don't do this unless I've won, but hey.
You've won by being
yeah,
here.
Yeah, let's
you know
do
what
it.
I mean?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's good. Mm. I just raced in those this weekend, yeah. Let's talk about everything, man. The first time you were on the show, I had to explain to some people what Formula One is, and now you are easily one of the biggest stars in America. Like, can you walk through the street without people recognizing you?
Watch the bottle. it's grown a lot. Like, it really has... I think since, yeah, Drive to Survive, yeah. and that's had four seasons now,
I
three
think
or
so.
Four
yeah.
maybe. It's, yeah, every time we get to the States, it's getting more and more, and people are, yeah, kind of spotting me and saying what's up and wishing me luck, so
people are wearing
it's cool.
masks of your face. That's how your smile is iconic, your joy is iconic. There are many people who watch Drive to Survive, and they're just like, this is the most dramatic sport I've ever watched. You guys, like, you try to kill each other, you crash into each other. Max Verstappen famously, Max Verstappen famously has said, I don't want to be on the show because it makes Formula One seem more dramatic than it actually is. Where do you stand? Like, how much drama is in the sport?
There's certainly a lot in the sport, and there's like there are, you know, true rivalries and all of that stuff. You know, so I think with the show on Netflix, Drive to Survive, it's, I would say they like sprinkle a little bit on top, but it's already like drama filled, but then they'll just nudge it along and a little bit of, hey, how are you on top, you know?
I want to know how you stay being one of the friendliest drivers, not just like smiling with the fans. You know, so for instance, you recently had a crash, right? Mm-hmm. It was with Carlos Sainz.
Yeah.
But you went up to him afterwards, you apologized. Do you think like there's something in you that makes you go, I know we're competing, but you know, we all want to get along? What is that?
I hated every second of the apology. It's... yeah, again, I think probably just with like experience and just being in it for so long, like I know I have the, I guess, maturity now to know like how much we all put into it.
Yeah.
And as competitive as we are, we all have something, you know, strongly in common. And there's only 20 of us in the world that do it. There's only 20 F1 drivers. So it's, you know, you kind of just respect everyone's journey. And so like the incident, you know, like if I hold myself accountable for something, then yeah, I feel like I want to, yeah, just apologize and... it's nothing personal, you know what I mean? So I don't think everyone would do it, but for me, I just felt better by doing it.
Yeah.
So we kind of like clean slate for the next one. And I know that when we come like alongside each other on track next, like
yes.
there's no intensity.
Got it.
There'll be an intensity, but nothing heightened, I guess.
The next race is Miami for the first time ever, which means no one has raced on the track. That's always strange for drivers because you guys visualize the track, you remember what it was like, you know the surface, the whole, like, how much harder is it to race on a track that you've never raced on than one that you've been on before? Is it like, is it a big jump or is it, you guys are like, ah, no, whatever?
It's a challenge. Like
yeah.
there's some circuits now that we know, like literally I could drive it in my head and if you got like a stopwatch, I'd be able to visualize within probably a second.
And you
of
hit
what
the
it
times.
Is. Close like, enough.
That's
yeah.
me when I think, if you time me going to the fridge to get ice cream,
yeah.
in my head, I can do it. I can go, all right, then I'm going to the couch, and then, go to the fridge, act like I'm going to get the baby carrots, then I don't, know the thing, get the thing, the ice cream, and then I'm like, blah, blah, and then I'm embarrassed, then I take more, and then I'm ashamed, then I'm like, you may as well finish it, and then, put it back, then I'm like, it's not finished, then I have that, then I'm like, is there another one, then I go, no, enough's enough, self-control, close the fridge. That's pretty much me, visualizing.
That was good.
That's
good.
Pretty much, I know what you mean, but you know? You visualize. Well, you can't do that in Miami. Are you even going to be able to concentrate in Miami? Miami's a party.
Yeah.
It's a full-on, non-stop party. And you guys are going to be all...
Yeah, I don't want to say it's tough, but for sure, when you compete in like a big city, because some circuits are in the middle of nowhere, you know, because you need a lot of space to build a circuit. So some are out in kind of like in fields somewhere. But, you know, Miami's going to be, it's going to be around Hard Rock Stadium, I believe it's called. And it's going to be nuts. But so we'll do, there's like simulators. So each team has a simulator, like a very high tech sophisticated one. So I was on that on Tuesday and trying to just learn at least where the track is and how it goes. But it's really into when you get on track in practice, that's where it's time to learn as quick as you can. And getting to a new circuit, you kind of gives you a chance to maybe catch on to something a little quicker than someone else. So it can maybe like create a bigger separation for the ones that like click and maybe the ones that struggle a bit more.
Before I let you go, when you look forward to races, what are the ones where you think, man, I cannot wait to get back on that racetrack? And you can't say Australia. That's obviously number one.
Yeah.
So that's home.
Yeah.
Pick another one.
And I'm not just saying this because we're on American soil, but Austin. Like, I get so excited for Austin.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I swear I have some DNA, like Texan DNA in me or something. I don't know. I love it.
Oh, man, dude. Thank you so much for being on the show again. Good luck for the rest of the season. Enjoy it. Be sure to watch Daniel compete in the Formula One Miami Grand Prix on May 8th. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this. Thank you, Victor.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you that nearly 4,000 homes have been destroyed and more than 40,000 people have been displaced by the floods and mudslides in South Africa. Now, Gift of the Givers is a South African-based disaster relief organization on the ground helping those who have been affected by the floods. So if you can help them in their work to act fast and save lives, then please donate at the link below. Until tomorrow, stay safe out there. And remember, if you see fruit anywhere, run.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.